Welcome to Do It All in the Mall, where you are listening to Let's Do It Radio from the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. If this is your first time listening, welcome. This is your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anaïs Valcour Designs, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida. All entrepreneurs can be found on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall, which is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 stores for all your needs. You can shop while listening to entertainment, all in the comfort of your home. You can make a difference nationwide. No lines, no pushing, no cashiers, no masks. Take a tour and shop. To call in and join me during this week's show, the number is 845-241-9985. Do It All in the Mall does not own any of the rights or to the music or commercials you hear on today's show.
Our roots go back to Africa, to know all the reasons that were spread over the diaspora. You know our culture keeps us connected to our motherland. To all our brothers and sisters, let us now extend our hand. Because it's a way to teach the principles that we must learn to reap the wealth of every seed we sow. The Nguzo Saba gives us values and a way to show we're building a future we can harvest so the world will know.
We come from
have the faith, the creative mind. It comes through us, to our ancestral bloodline. Collective work, responsibility for our global economic and political destiny.
I want to say that I'm an African. I celebrate Kwanzaa because I'm an African.
Last evening, I asked you to have your children join with you. Hopefully, the whole family is with you so we can talk about Kwanzaa. We are going to have a learning experience. If they don't want to gather, just turn up the volume real loud while you're browsing doitallinthemall.com. We're going to talk about what is Kwanzaa and how it is celebrated. So please listen to this clip.
Kwanzaa is a holiday that was started by Dr. Malinga Karenga in 1966. The reason that he felt a need to start a brand new holiday was because he felt that African Americans that lived outside of the continent of Africa were detached from the values and the culture of the continent of Africa. And he wanted them to feel good about themselves and to have something that they could connect to make their lives better. Kwanzaa is actually derived from a Kiswahili word meaning first harvest. All through the continent of Africa and many other places, people celebrate the harvest. They give thanks for the harvest. So Kwanzaa really means first fruits or harvest time. Kwanzaa is not a religious holiday, it's a cultural holiday, which means that you can celebrate whatever your tradition is and still enjoy Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is observed the day after Christmas, which means you could still celebrate Christmas, from December 26th all the way through January 1st, New Year's Day, for 7 days. So the 7 days, you're actually celebrating and thinking about seven principles. Those seven principles are called the Nguza Saba. The seven principles of Kwanzaa are Umoja, unity, Kuchishangulia, self-determination, Ujima, collective work and responsibility, Ujamaa, cooperative economics, Nia, purpose, Koumba, creativity, and last but not least, Imani, faith. Those are seven principles that everyone can use to have a better life. It doesn't matter if you're African American, it doesn't matter where you're from. These seven principles will help you to be a better human being and also help to make the world a better place. The candelabra for Kwanzaa is called a kinora. It is seven candles that represent, again, the seven principles. So the middle candle is black, that represents the people. Then you have three candles representing the blood, and then three candles that represent the earth or the hard work that you do. I think that what resonates with people about this holiday is that it really is a holiday that makes you look within and then connect with the people around you. So part of Kwanzaa also is looking at your relationships, people who you might need to ask forgiveness from, people who you might need to forgive. The Kwanzaa celebration at the American Museum of Natural History is literally the largest Kwanzaa celebration in the United States. Thousands and thousands of people come in to see the Kwanzaa celebration. And as a storyteller, I am just proud, and every year I look forward to coming and sharing with everyone about Kwanzaa.
We have about 10,000 people that come together to celebrate every year with shows that include performances as well as storytelling and teaching about the principles and all of the, you know, nature of the holiday of Kwanzaa, as well as a popular marketplace that opens for artisans to come and sell the wares at the museum for just one day.
And you see people of every ethnicity, every race, every religion coming together to celebrate love, to celebrate culture, to celebrate the great and rich contribution of African Americans and the African diaspora. What's wonderful about Kwanzaa for everyone is that it gives everyone the opportunity to learn a little bit more about African American history, which is American history. Then we also get the opportunity to be with family and share personal stories. So when people of any ethnicity come together and they hear these stories, it helps them to understand one another better.
And we're going to hear a little bit about the Kwanzaa, the holiday history, Next clip.
Hey there, it's another Joy Holiday Channel history video. What kind of holiday would you invent if you could create a brand new one from scratch? This is the inspiring and challenging creative question that Dr. Maulana Karenga faced in 1966 when he created Kwanzaa, a seven-day celebration of family, community, and culture lasting from December 26 to January 1st. After the turbulent times of the Watts riots in Los Angeles, California, Dr. Karenga, a professor of Black Studies at the California State University at Long Beach, wanted to bring unity not only to the African American community, but also to Pan-African cultures around the world. Today, you'll find that Kwanzaa celebrations have spread to places as diverse as Brazil, Jamaica, Great Britain, Canada, and France. Choosing a Swahili name that means first fruits, Dr. Karenga envisioned an expansive, exclusive holiday experience based on seven positive principles that represent the best of African values. These are unity, self-determination, collective work, and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. Each of the 7 days is devoted to reflection on one of these core principles, culminating in a traditional feast and gift exchange with loved ones on the seventh day. Symbolism is an important part of Kwanzaa, and the symbols most often have a strong connection to nature. Kwanzaa is observed in December because this is the traditional time of year when African families celebrate the joy and abundance of the harvest. Celebrations usually include a woven mat of straw or cloth that symbolizes the human foundation of African culture, tradition, and history, and the other six symbols are placed on the mat. Fruits, nuts, and vegetables represent the bounty of the harvest. Handcrafted candle holder represents the ancestors who established the principles of Kwanzaa. Seven candles arranged by color symbolize each of the key principles of Kwanzaa. A ceremonial unity cup is often shared among family members and guests, and in many celebrations, the eldest person pours out a portion to the north, south, east, and west winds as a share for the ancestors. Ears of corn represent fertility and the importance of children to our shared future. Gifts exchanged on the seventh day celebrate achievements made and commitments kept. Handmade gifts are preferred because they promote the principle of self-determination and welcome the receiver in a personal way as part of the family. Part of the original idea behind Kwanzaa was to turn away from the commercial side of Christmas and give people of African American descent a holiday that was more authentically connected to their unique heritage. In the beginning, they took great care to avoid blending the Kwanzaa experience with other holidays, partly to protect the sense of shared identity, and partly to move away from traditions connected to historic forms of oppression. In recent times, more families find themselves able to enjoy other holiday traditions without feeling that they're compromising or sacrificing the best of Kwanzaa. Art, books, and colorful cloth creations that represent African culture are a big part of modern Kwanzaa celebrations. Joyous Kwanzaa is a recognized holiday greeting, and many celebrations include music, drumming, and inspiring or instructional cultural readings. One specially important part of Kwanzaa is the focus on children. It's a great reminder that no matter what holiday you're celebrating, including children in the planning, preparation, and festivities, adds to the richness of the experience and helps them discover shared meaning they can carry forward to future generations. Even if you're not part of the African American community, the values of Kwanzaa are universal, and you can celebrate them or share them with friends in your own way. You can also bring them into your own traditional holiday celebrations by focusing on gratitude, putting part of yourself into handmade gifts, going the extra mile to involve both children and elders, and recalling the goodness you've received from your own ancestry and cultural heritage. That's the story on Kwanzaa. We're all about joy, happiness, and holidays. To keep up with all the best holiday ideas and
thank you for joining us today. The fourth day of Kwanzaa, Ujamaa, which is cooperative economics. First day was Umoja, which is unity. Second day was Kujichagulia, yes, self-determination. Third day, Ujima, collective work and responsibility. And today, we are going to talk about working collectively together. Kwanzaa is not a religious holiday, but a cultural one with an inherent spiritual equality. The creation of such holidays also underscores the essential premise that you must have a cultural revolution before the violent revolution. The cultural revolution gives identity, purpose, and direction. These past few days, we have learned Kwanzaa is an annual celebration of African-American culture created by Dr. Mulana Karenga in 1966, held from December 26 to January 1, culminating in a communal feast called Karamu, usually held on the sixth day. The name Kwanzaa derives from the Swahili phrase Matunda ya Kwanzaa, meaning first fruits. First fruits festivals exist in South Africa, celebrated in December and January, with a southern solstice, and was partly inspired by an account Dr. Karenga read of the Zulu festival, Umkhosa Wakweshwama. It was decided to spell the holiday's name with an additional A, so that it would have a symbolic seven letters. Karenga said his goal was to give blacks an alternative to the existing holiday of Christmas and give blacks an opportunity to celebrate themselves and their history rather than simply imitate the practice of the dominant society. 7 days equate to the seven principles of Kwanzaa. The colors of Kwanzaa are a reflection of the Pan-African movement representing unity for the peoples of African descent worldwide. Black for the people, red for the noble blood that unites all people of African ancestry, and green for the rich land of Africa. And what do the candles represent for Kwanzaa? The black candle represents the unity. It symbolizes the people. And the three red candles are for the struggle or the bloodshed in the past. And the green candles represent earth or the abundance of possibilities and what the future holds. The three green candles representing Nia, which is purpose, Ujima, which is collective work and responsibility, and Imani, which is faith, are placed to the right of the emoji candle, which is the black candle representing the people. While the three red candles representing Kujichagulia, which is self-determination, Ujamaa, which we are studying today, which is cooperative economics, and Kaumba, which is creativity. And they are all placed to the left of it. Now, during Kwanzaa, one candle representing one principle is lit each day. I was asked the other day about what foods are chosen or eaten during this Kwanzaa time. Okay, now what I'm going to say, if you haven't eaten already, is going to make you so hungry. So I am so glad I ate prior to this call because the pictures I got made me hungry. Ultimately, a traditional Kwanzaa meal is what you want it to be. There are influences from Africa, Caribbean, South American, and Southern cuisines. There are no right or wrong Kwanzaa foods. There are some popular foods that are perfect for Kwanzaa. We have collard greens, which are cooked in veggie broth and aromatics for 2 hours until tender. Many recipes call for the addition of meats and cooking in meat-based broth, but it can easily be enjoyed vegan. Candied yams are sliced and cooked and put in a pot of butter, white or brown sugar, baking spices, and vanilla extract. The yams caramelize in the pot. They're usually served with macaroni and cheese and collard greens. Vegan jollof rice is no ordinary rice. It's an African rice dish packed with tons of flavor from the crushed tomatoes, red onions, green peppers, hot peppers, tomato paste, spices galore, and veggie broth. Traditionally, the dish also includes chicken or beef. Fried plantains are made very ripe plantains. They're sliced with pan-fried until caramelized. I love to serve it with jerk chicken, a side of rice and beans, or potato salad. The next dish is an African peanut stew. It's a delicious, hearty stew made with chicken, peanut butter, tomato paste, ginger, and fresh herbs. Then we have Southern peach cobbler. It's a dessert that's baked with fresh or canned peaches and topped with dropped biscuits, pie dough, or a cake-like topping. Topped with a big scoop of vanilla ice cream. It's absolutely delicious. Then there's one of my favorites, cornbread. It's a delicious cornmeal-based bread that's perfect with collard greens and dipping in that wonderful juice, as we call it. We call it something else, but it's good. It's usually made with butter, milk, eggs, flour, cornmeal, sugar, baking powder, and salt. It's cut in squares or triangles. This dish goes well with meat, fish, macaroni, cheese, and coleslaw. Southern fried okra gets dredged in buttermilk, then coated in a seasoned cornmeal and flour mixture and deep fried until golden. It's crunchy on the outside and tender on the outside. Then if you don't want your cornbread, we have Southern hush puppies. And they are made in a batter of cornmeal, flour, eggs, milk, and onion. It gets deep fried until golden brown, so it's light and tender on the inside and crisp on the outside. One of my favorites my mom used to make over and over and over again, sweet potato pie. That celebrates the harvest of sweet potatoes, a velvety sweet potato custard filling with warm spices, gets baked on the top of the pie crust. Now, I know there's no right or wrong food for Kwanzaa, but sweet potato pie is an exception. It is an essential. Then we have Southern fried whiting. It is made with fillets of whiting fish. It's so tasty that I'm sure it'll please fish haters. I know I was one. My next door neighbor brought over some whiting. Man, oh man, that was the best fish I had ever tasted. It's so tasty, that I'm sure it pleases, like I said, fish haters. And it's got a mild fish flavor. Oh, so good. Then we have mashed sweet potatoes, and they are mashed with melted butter. They can almost be the sweet potato pie, actually. And a pie spice, milk, or sometimes even orange juice and brown sugar. The end result is creamy and slightly thick with a velvety texture. Then we have a lot of people's favorite, macaroni and cheese, which is a popular Southern side dish. It's baked with cheese, milk, eggs, and spices. I make a lot of cheeses in mine. It has all kinds of flavors of cheeses, and it's so, so good. Some people bake it, and some people put it on top of the stove. I put mine on top of the stove. The result is a gooey mac and cheese with a crisp, golden, brown top. Then we have Southern Hoppin' John. It's a popular Southern black-eyed pea dish that's usually made for the new year. The aromatics cook in a pot with rice, bacon or ham hock, and seasoning. Then we can't forget about our sausage and chicken gumbo, and it's made with a dark brown roux. Aromatics again, and seasonings are added. You stir in sausage, chicken, okra, and broth, and results in a flavorful gumbo. Me, I add shrimp and chicken and different other meats, spicy meats, adui, sausage, and it's, oh my gosh, it's so good. Then we have our Dutch oven fried chicken. Should be brined in buttermilk to make the chicken tender, with a seasoned flour and egg dredge to make it perfectly flavorful and crispy. We love to serve friend chicken with macaroni and cheese, a salad, buttermilk biscuits, oh, that sounds so good, potato salad or rice. Then we have Jamaican beef patties. Oh, some good Jamaican beef patties. They are highly seasoned beef patties. The filling gets spooned into a turmeric or sometimes curry-flavored pastry dough, then baked until golden brown in color. The meat is tender, while the yellow-colored pastry is flaky. You won't be able to eat just one. I know I don't eat just one. I eat two or three of them. They are so good. Oh, they are so good. Then we have Jamaican sweet potato pudding. It is a less sweet version of the American sweet potato pie, minus the crust. The fragrant spice filling is baked until the middle is a soft flan-like consistency and the top is firm. Then we have jerk chicken. It gets marinated in jerk seasonings and grilled or baked to perfection. The exterior is crispy while the meat is juicy. This dish has a bit of kick from the peppers, so serve it with a cool mango or jicama salad or plantain fritters. Epsis is a spicy seasoning base that is used in many Haitian recipes. The main ingredients are garlic, fresh herbs, peppers, and vinegar. The recipe varies from region to region. Use it to marinate poultry, fish, or meat. It's also delicious in soups, and it can be used as a dip. Mofongo is one of the Puerto Rico's most popular dishes. It's derived from the African dish called fufu. Fufu is a dough mixture of pounded down starchy plantains, yams, or cassava. Mofongo is a dish made of unripe fried green plantains that are mashed together with garlic and pork rinds and then molded into a dome. Oh, that sounds so good. Okay, don't you all go run into the store and try to find all these wonderful dishes, because some of these things just need to be made at home amongst the family where everybody can join in and smell the, as they call it, the aromatics that go through the air. All those dishes just made me so hungry. Now we get to talk about ujamaa, now that our stomachs are growling from all the wonderful foods that I just talked about. Ujamaa is cooperative economics to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together.
Japona, about your business. What must I do to convince you that I'm here to service you? I live in the neighborhood and my ways are just as good. Why don't you come and support me the way you know you should? My brothers who got all their wealth, they say God bless the child who's got his own. Though a child be blessed, he can't do much alone. Who can I turn to if I can't count on you? What is a small businessman to do?
As they were talking in the song, we need to bind together to help each other, because when you can't get a loan from the bank, who can you go to? I've been to the bank a few times and been with the bank almost 16 years, and I go and ask for a loan. No, sister, because you don't have enough credit. So we need to help each other out. We need to buy from each other. You know, don't be afraid to buy from each other. Don't be afraid to help each other. That's what Ujamaa is, cooperative economics, to build and maintain our own. You heard me? O-W-N, our own stores, our own shops and other businesses, and to profit from them together. You help me, I help you. The symbol of Ujamaa are two interlocking halves, the Insibidi, symbol of togetherness and family. Shared work and health. The fourth principle of Ujamaa, cooperative economics, and is essentially a commitment to the practice of shared social wealth and the work necessary to achieve it. Ujamaa literally means familyhood and suggests the sharing of work and wealth in the manner of a family. We are all family because we're all from one blood, and the black candle in the middle means unity, so that means one. It grows out of the fundamental communal concept that social wealth belongs to the masses of people who create it, and that no one should have such an unequal amount of wealth that it gives him or her the capacity to impose unequal, exploitative, or oppressive relations on others. Sharing wealth is another form of communitarian exchange, for example, sharing and cooperating in general. Essential because without the principle and practice of shared wealth, the social conditions of exploitation, oppression, and inequality, as well as deprivation and suffering, are increased. Thus, as President Julius Nyerere of Tanzania, in his discussion of Ujamaa, says, Ujamaa is based on the assumption of human equality, on the belief that it is wrong for one person to dominate or exploit another. That means one person having all the money, nobody else having none. Sound familiar? And on the knowledge that everyone or every individual hopes to live in a society as a free person, able to lead a decent life in conditions of peace with his or her neighbor. Ujamaa, Nyerere tells us, is above all human-centered, concerned foremost with the well-being, happiness, and development of the human person. And the assumption is that the conditions of such well-being, happiness, and development are best achieved in a context of shared social wealth. Moreover, President Nyerere states that Ujamaa rejects the idea of wealth for wealth's sake, opposed to wealth for the well-being for all, not just one person, but for all. And he notes that Ujamaa is a commitment to the belief that there are more important things in life than the amassing of riches, and that if the pursuit of wealth clashes with things like human dignity and social equality, then the latter will be given priority. In the context of improving and ensuring the well-being of people, the creation of wealth is a good thing and something we should have to increase. But he concluded that it will cease to be good the moment wealth ceases to serve humans and begins to be served by humans. What they say, is it the love of money or is it money itself? Oh, that's evil. Economic self-reliance. Ujamaa also expresses self-reliance in the building, strengthening, and controlling of the economics of our own community. The assumption here is that we must seize and maintain the initiative in all that is ours, and now that we must harness our resources and put them to the best possible use in the service, not of ourselves, but of the community. This, he says, does not mean denying all assistance from or work with others, but of controlling policy and shouldering the essential responsibility for our own future. Closely related to this concept of self-reliance and the responsibility it requires is the respect for the dignity and obligation of work. To respect work is to appreciate its value, reject its exploitation, and engage in it cooperatively for the common good of the community. Obligation of generosity. Also inherent in Ujamaa is the stress and obligation of generosity, especially to the poor and vulnerable. In the book of Ani, we are taught that generosity is its own reciprocal reward. Small gifts return greater, And what is replaced brings abundance. So don't be hoarding everything, because if you hoard it, you're not going to get blessed. When you open your hands, blessings come in and blessings go out. Nothing is held. And in the book of Fofhotep, we are taught, being generous as long as you live, what goes into the storehouse should come out, for bread is made to be shared. Moreover, Fofhotep informs us, generosity is a memorial for those who show it. Long after we have departed is, of course, is the ancient African ethic of care and responsibility, which informs the concepts of generosity and shared social wealth. Such an ethic is expressed in one of its earliest forms of the Book of Coming Forth by Day, which defines the righteous on one level as one who has given bread to the hungry, water to the thirsty, clothes to the naked, and a boat to those without one. In fact, throughout the sacred teachings of ancient Egypt in particular, and Africa in general, the ethic of care and responsibility is expressed in the concept of shared social wealth and service to the most disadvantaged. This, of course, finds its modern philosophical expression in our social thought and struggles as a people. Around and for social justice is not simply to be generous to the poor and vulnerable, but ultimately to end their poverty and vulnerability so that they too can live a decent, undeprived, and meaningful life. For only in such a context will they be able to pursue the truly human without the limitation imposed by poverty, deprivation, and debilitating struggle for just life's basic necessities. To share wealth and work then is to share concern, care, and responsibility for a new, more human and fulfilling future. Now we will hear a Kwanzaa song.
Come on, celebrate and rejoice. Spreading unity in our families and communities. Because our legacy makes us so strong. Yeah, yeah. So let us come together to celebrate this season. Come so far, remembering all of those who came before us on Kwanzaa, from Rosa to Malcolm to Dr. King and Turner, yeah, from Dubois to Ashanti Wild, we honor you on Kwanzaa.
Ujamaa, cooperative economics. Basically, that's what Do It All in the Mall is trying to do. We are trying to build on our community so that we can give back to the community. But in order for that to happen, you've got to shop. Okay, so you go to doitallinthemall.com. It's very simple. When you open up the page, it tells you, you know, gives you tips on how to shop. You go to the search bar, put in what you like. Yeah, maybe Home Depot, Honey Baked Ham, Zales, Jared's, Dooney and Burke. I love Dooney. What else is out there? Shoe Dazzle. Anything that you can think of is right there at Do It All in the Mall. And what we're trying to do is from your purchases, we get a commission from what you purchase. It may not be a lot, but anything's better than nothing. So what we're trying to do is share so that down the road, if somebody, some child needs a gift card for a school or a family is hungry and we need to give them a gift card for food or for supplies or for something, we can give them a gift card and give back to our communities, to your communities, to wherever we are. This broadcast goes out to all over the world. It hits New Zealand. It hits Russia. It hits China. It hits Canada. It hits France, Spain. It hits the whole world. It hits Africa. It hits Germany. It hits everybody. So if you know people in all these different places, share. And the more you share, the more funds we get to put back into our community. So I want you to get acquainted with your new best friend. So when you go into doitallinthemall.com, you can either type whoever or wherever you want to go to in the search bar, or you can click on the little icon that says stores and drop down and you see Afrocentric, you see toys, you see women's apparel, you see pets, you see food, you see technology, you see everything. Everything is labeled. You have education, you can even employment, anything you can think of is under there. It is right there at your fingertips. So while you're listening to whoever is speaking for that evening, you have a chance to give back to your community and to shop. Okay? So I want you to make Do It All in the Mall your best friend. It's open 24/7. It's secure. You don't have to worry about wearing a mask going out here or there. So you can order anything from Walmart. It'll come directly to you. Anything from Amazon, come directly to you. From Target, it come directly to you. TJ Maxx, anything like that, it's right there at your fingertips. All you have to do is just type in the store in the search bar, do our secure online website, and voila, there you have it. And you might even think of a store that you might not even know of. So when you're browsing through your store, it's like, ooh, let me go into that store and see what they have to offer. Oh, let me go into this store and see what they have to offer. It's not going to hurt nothing. It'll sure help some things if you buy from them. I mean, the fabric store, man, that's my best friend. I got fabric.com. I got Joann's I get to go to. Got Mood Fabrics. Yes, honey, I'm on there too. So, I'm in there on the entrepreneur page under client. So if you want to see what I do, you can go to Miss Inez or Anais Faku Design and check out that. We have another lady who sells books, children's books and what have you. Just go through it. It's not going to hurt anything. Then you need to say, oh, man, I saw this book over here on Do It All in the Mall. I'm going to get my children for next Christmas, for the birthday, for this or for that, for graduating from school. Just do it. Just do it. Oh, Do It All in the Mall. Just do it. Do It All in the Mall does not own any of the rights to the music or commercials you hear on today's show. So I want to thank you all for listening. It has been a pleasure. You just don't understand what you guys do to me for getting me out here, because I said, I am not that type of person. I'm not a I don't even like the radio, tell you the truth, shame the devil. But I'm trying to help you guys. I'm trying to educate everybody. Well, maybe not everybody, but most people. So this has been your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Valkyrie Design. And I'm broadcasting out of Tampa, Florida. And you have been listening to Kwanzaa History. Tonight we had Ujamaa, which is cooperative economics. So if you know somebody in your community that you can help out, the brother down the street selling CDs, DVDs, help them out. Or if you know of a black, of a Bob is what I call it. Hey, why don't you be called Bob? What's Bob? Bob is a black-owned business. Help the brother down the street. Help the sister who's braiding hair. Go to her shop. Go to his shop. Get your shoes shined. Get your hair done. Get your nails did. Yes. Go get measured for that dress you need for the January 1st, for Kwanzaa, for Black History Month, for your graduation, for your wedding, for anything that comes up. Yes, anything that comes up, you can find it and do it all in the mall. And if you can't find it, let us know. Go to that contact page and say, Miss Inez, I don't see blah, 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 blah. Well, okay. Thank you for letting us know. We will gladly add it. We're not saying we don't know all the stores that you shop at, but maybe it's a store that we can put online and shop. So we'd like to find anything from the program on Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, which is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall that provides over 5,000 of your favorite stores. It's probably more than 6,000 now, as well as stores you might not be familiar with. You can shop for anything you need and find great listing entertainment all in the comfort of wherever you may be. You may be in Africa. You may be in Spain. You may be in the Bahamas. You may be, oh, I need this. Have it sent home. By the time you get there, it'll be there. Okay? I'm just saying. And when you shop through the mall, we earn a commission from all qualified purchases, which I said earlier, and it goes back to your community. But in order for us to earn that commission, you know what has to happen? You have got to shop. The more you shop, the more funds we build up and are able to return to your communities where your money matters. So shop with us until you drop with us. You've heard that phrase before. And at the same time, change communities, change our lives, and make our lives better. You can make that difference. I'm not going to say nationwide. I'm going to say worldwide. But for right now, we're just going to say nationwide. So take a tour. Shop for all of your Kwanzaa needs, all of anything that you need. Just go and take a peruse. It's not going to hurt you. You might find something that you didn't know was there or that you may need. Buy it. Get ahead of the crowds and peruse the website. And if you like what we're doing and you like what you hear, you can help keep Let's Do It Radio on the air and Do It All in the Mall in business by clicking that donation button on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. And to call in to the show on a normal basis on Tuesdays through Fridays or listening on Sunday service, the number is 845-241-9985. And the start times for those shows are 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, and 8 a.m. Bali time the next day. So please share this information with your church members, your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, in-laws, outlaws, siblings, and yes, your children. Share it. They need to know this stuff also. So share it on social media. Spread the word. The bigger the crowd, the broader the spectrum. And so I want to thank you for listening to Let's Do It Radio. You do it all on themall.com. And if you miss an episode, you know what? You can always go back and listen to past episodes. We got some nice things out there. You have just got to do what? Click it and listen. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt you at all. So if you missed some of the Kwanzaa episodes, you can go back and listen to them and play catch up. So on the last day, we can all join in and you all will have everything that you need. And so please join us tomorrow when we continue with Kwanzaa and talk about Nia. Nia means purpose. We all have a purpose. You may not know what your purpose is, but keep living. You'll find out what your purpose is. And we will light the fifth candle, which is the second green candle. So hopefully you all have your Kwanzaa items already set up. You have your makeka, which is your mat. You have your mazal, which are your crops. You have your kanara, which is your candle holder. And everything's placed on the mat, so it's all connected. You have your muhindi, which is the corn. Your kukembicha umoja, which is the unity cup. You have your mashuma saba, which are your seven candles. And I told you how to place them. Black one in the center. The red ones are on the right side, the left side, and the green ones are on the right side. Then you have your zawadi, which are your gifts, your books, your poetry, your poems, anything that you have a gift, because we're going to need them on the last day because you're going to exchange those, okay? And so now we will light the candle. First, you light the unity candle, which is the candle in the middle, your black unity candle. Now light the farthest red candle on the left of the unity candle. Now we go to the first unity candle on the other side, on the right side, and light that candle. Now we get to light the ujamaa candle, which is the next red candle, next to the red candle that is already lit. So now get your Kukemba Ta Umoja unity cup, and with your libations, and raise that cup to the north, then raise it to the south, and then to the east, and then raise it to the west. And this is for your ancestors, all who have gone on before you. And whatever is not consumed, pour back into the ground so it can come back and rain down on us. Now celebrate, raise that, and pass that cup along the line so everybody can partake. And once we have partaken, we're going to find out what's tomorrow's news, which is Habari Gani, what's the news, that's what it means. And tomorrow it's going to bring Nia, which is purpose. So join with me as I say Habari Gani. I'm going to do this seven times so that it's for the seven principles. Habari Gani, and you answer with Umoja. Okay, so Habari Gani. Umoja. Habari Gani. Umoja. Habari Gani. Ujamaa. Excuse me. Habari Gani. Ujamaa. Habari Gani. Ujamaa. Habari Gani. Ujamaa. Habari Gani. Ujamaa. Thank you. Raise that cup to everyone. And be thankful for those ancestors who have gone on before us. As we talked about last night, tens of millions of us have been slain through the Holocaust of enslavement. Well, let's not hope that the rest of us get enslaved that way. So thank you so much for joining me this evening. Please join me tomorrow at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Mountain, 5 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Eastern, and 8 a.m. Bali time the next day. Join me for Nia, which is purpose. Habari Gani. Ujamaa.
Kwanzaa is an African-American and Pan-African holiday created in 1966 by Dr. Malana Karanga. The holiday celebrates family, community, and culture, and it's celebrated from December 26th through January 1st. The name Kwanzaa means first fruit in Swahili. celebrate this awesome time. Seven principles of Kwanzaa. Umoja, unity. Kuji Jakalia, self-determination. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Cooperative economics.
Spend your money wisely.
Nia, purpose, and Kaumba, creativity. Animani, which means faith.
Brothers and sisters, we have been blessed with a new day, smiled upon with another opportunity to better ourselves, to strengthen our families, and support our community. Recite, if you will, in Nguzu Saba, the seven principles. Umoja is unity, and that's the way it should always be. Build and maintain unity in the family, nation, and community. As a people, we need to get together and share our blessings. That's the way it should always be. Umoja is unity. Kuji Chagulia is self-determination, you see? To define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. Kuji Chagulia is self-determination, you see? I need freedom to define my own goals so no one has to speak for me. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. To build and maintain our community together. Your worries mine, my worries yours, whatever. Let's take responsibility for our past and what our future's gonna be. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Ujima'a, cooperative economics. That money, man. Build and maintain our own stores, our own shops, our own businesses, getting props, sharing profits, feeling fine. I buy your goods, you buy mine. Believing people come before profits do. Power to the people, to the me, to the you. To Jamaa, we must understand that money, man. Nia is purpose, like a little girl's name, to make our collective work the lifting and building of our community so our people can rise to their traditional greatness. We are social beings and we must work together, our hood. But Nia's purpose, so it's all good. Kuumba is creativity, to do always as much as you can in the way that you can, so the community we inherit is more lovely than it began. Enhance the world, a flavor from you, a taste from me. Kuumba is creativity. Imani is faith. To believe in our hearts and our people, in our parents and our teachers too, and the righteousness of our struggle. Believe in the power of you. Selectively honor our leaders. Forever encourage the young with Imani, with faith. Umoja, that means unity. Kujichagulia, self-determination. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Ujamaa, cooperative economics. Nia, purpose. Kuumba, creativity. Imani, faith. Umoja, Kujichagulia. Ujima, Ujimaa, Nia, Kuumba, Imani, Ashe. Who's going to have a positive day? Ashe, Ashe. Who's going to have a positive learning day? Ashe, Ashe. Who will respect themselves today? Ashe, Ashe. Who will respect the teachers today? Ashe, Ashe. Who will smile today? Say still. Who will laugh today? Say I. Who will love today? Say rise. Who's gonna celebrate Kwanzaa today? Say Ashe. Oh yeah. You get your rock on. Come on. You know you feel that. Say, I'm going to get my Kwanzaa on. Say, I'm going to get my Kwanzaa on. Say, I'm going to get my Kwanzaa. Say, I'm going to get my Kwanzaa on. Clap your hand now. Kwanzaa is a 7-day celebration for a year-long practice. Kwanzaa was created and founded in 1966 by Milana Karanga to bring the black community together. It's a way for black people to get together every year for the same reason, for the same thing. 7 days, 7 principles, 7 symbols of Kwanzaa. The Ngunju Saba at the center of the Kwanzaa celebration gives us the blueprint to heal the community of all of our ills. If we practice Kwanzaa 365 days a year, by the time we get back to the Kwanzaa celebration, we're stronger, we're better, we're more together. We're celebrating our unity, we're celebrating self-determination. Collective work and responsibility is what's going to help cooperative economics rise in the community. Be creative. Show our purpose. Have faith. Celebrate Kwanzaa with your family. Celebrate Kwanzaa with your community. Celebrate Kwanzaa with the world. Say, I'm going to get my Kwanzaa on. Say, I'm going to get my Kwanzaa on. I'm going to get me some Kwanzaa. I'm going to get my Kwanzaa on. Celebrate Kwanzaa today, tomorrow, and forever. Leave Kwanzaa as a legacy to the children. I'm going gonna get my Kwanzaa on. How about you?
Okay. Got your shea butter?
Check.
All right. How about your dashiki?
You know it, bro.
And your Hotep manual. Did you bring that?
You know what, King?
Oh, man.
Hey, Kwanzaa, what you gonna do? Spending with my family, chill with the crew. We gonna share gifts, you don't have to spend loot. We celebrate culture, our African roots. This Kwanzaa, what you gonna do? Spending with my family, chill with the crew. We gonna share gifts, you don't have to spend loot. We celebrate culture, our African roots.
On December 26th, goodbye St. Nick. I light a black candle, look, ooh, it's lit. First day of Kwanzaa, Umoja means unity. Ain't messing with my clique, melanated, check the drip.
Self-determination is the mantra. Constant elevation like the Haitians when they conquered their colonizers. Yeah. Like a real-life Wakanda, true believers. Day two, that's Kuji Chakulia.
Ujima, day three, responsibility. Let's put in that work together, bite the block, clean the streets. Collectively connected like the constellations. Plant a seed, watch it grow, reap what
spend
you sow.
Black dollars on black business. Your black descendants, they hustle for your black children. A black trillion, that's how much black spending. Ujima, economics is how blacks will win, Lord willing.
On the fifth day of Kwanzaa with my family. Woo. Nia means purpose, build our legacy. Rest in peace, Rebecca Jones, matriarchy. Continue to work, Fannie Lou Hamer. Pass to me.
Hey, Kuwumba, yeah, you know what that means. Creativity, and you know what that brings. Full pockets, yeah, you know I like greens. I get paid every time I write things in my inner light beams.
Day seven, all the candles lit on a Kanara. Imani means faith in a better tomorrow. Joy over sorrow, equity over equal. The kids are our future leaders. We believe in all our people.
But black women shape the human race. Meet your maker, Queen Mother, we appreciate. You are sacred. You are Harriet, you are Ella Baker, you are a maker, you are a manifester, a creator.
This Kwanzaa, what you gonna do? Spending with my family, chill with the crew. With the we gon' share gifts, you don't have to spend loot. We celebrate culture, our African roots. This Kwanzaa, what you gonna do? Spending with my family, chill with the crew. We gon' share gifts, you don't have to spend loot. We celebrate culture, our African roots.
Thank you.
Kwanzaa. The joy as we sing of the love togetherness can surely bring emotion. Set the table at a strong, thankful for the first fruits of the year. Say I light a candle just for you. Come join the party, it's a celebration. Karamu at Kwanzaa time of year. Let it go, no black or white. It's alright. It's a celebration that should last throughout the year.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Alright.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Together there is so much we can do.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Together there is so much we can do.
Alright.
Celebration,
remembering times of old. Tradition is the food that fills our souls. Yes, it does. Still, the children are the future of all our hopes and dreams. Let's teach them well. Let's teach them well. Come join the party. It's a celebration. Karamu at Kwanzaa time of the year. Red and yellow, black or white. Yellow, it's alright. It's a celebration that will last throughout the year.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa. Alright.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Everybody.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Together there is so much we can do. Happy, 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 happy Kwanzaa. So many ways to show I love you. See, I have faith in all that we do. But we gotta stay together. Just a few of the principles that help us.
Starts at 8, that's when we get praise to the man upstairs for another blessed day. I give hugs to my moms, my dad, and my sis. You smell that? I run to see what moms cook.
While we drink from the cup of togetherness, it's that part of the year that you don't want to miss. I give a gift from the heart so you know it's true. So recite a principle and tell me what it means to you.
Saba.
For our youth who represent the promise for tomorrow. For our people, the original people. For our struggle and in remembrance of those.